made possible by corporate underwriting.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
One of the things that is so special about Jesus Christ and what he did for us here on this earth is that from the foundation of the world, God had planned to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, to redeem us from our sins, to set us free from iniquity. He came to utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. From our opening passage in Psalm 78, beginning at verse 1, we read, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will utter my mouth in a parable and will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us." Jesus came to do this, to utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. And we're going to look at Matthew chapter 13. Jesus actually did come speaking in parables, as it talks about in Psalm 78, verse 2. We're going to look at Matthew 13, where Jesus said that he spoke in parables to utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. And this is one thing that you see throughout the gospel. In fact, in Matthew, quite often, Matthew actually was written for Jewish people. And quite often, Matthew will actually say, "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was written." You see, from Moses and the prophets and even the Psalms testify about Jesus Christ and actually proclaim the gospel that we are sinners, that we need a Savior, and that the blood of bulls and goats couldn't really save us. It was just temporary until Jesus could come and shed his blood on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. But one thing is certain, and one thing that you will know if you read the New Testament, is that not everyone that Jesus presented the good news to received it. Not everyone that heard him was happy that he was alive, was happy that God had sent him there. In fact, many didn't even believe. In fact, most even didn't believe that he came from God. Most thought he was an imposter. Many were jealous of him because they wanted to get the attention. They wanted people to praise them. They didn't want people to praise Jesus. And so we'll go and actually look at Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. So Jesus here is going out. The multitudes are gathered to him. So there were a lot of people that were interested in what he had to say. But as you'll see, as we go on through this chapter, most of them had no clue what he was talking about. And most of them really were not clear that he was God and that he had come to save them. And so But he's speaking to the multitudes. He gets in a boat, and the multitudes are on the shore, and he is projecting his voice across the water so that they can better hear him. Then in verse 3, then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do. Give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we can answer your questions. Also, we're here, so you can type in your questions into the comment section, and we can resolve that comment section of the live video, either on Facebook or YouTube. We can resolve those questions, answer those questions. This is what we're here for. We're here to help you resolve your technology issues. So it's not just about computers anymore. Could be about computers. Could be about your router. Could be about your smart television or your smart speaker. Maybe you have a Google speaker or an Amazon Alexa speaker.
Maybe you have, my parents have a smart refrigerator, for crying out loud. Smart thermostat, camera systems, ring doorbells, all these things, Roku, that connect to the internet. And we can actually help you with any of this technology stuff. And of course, we can help you with your computer stuff. Now, we work on this type of stuff. We work on technology all the time, day in, day out. We're constantly learning. Sometimes people ask us, well, where'd you go to school? Well, I do have a bachelor's degree with a specialization in technology. But really, almost probably 99% of what I've learned, I learn every day. Every single day, we're adding to our knowledge because we're facing new problems that we didn't face in the past. We're dealing with new technology that we didn't deal with in the past. Technology is an ever-increasing, ever-changing field. The cyber threats, they're always growing. So we're learning new ways of helping to protect you, helping to protect our customers. We're learning new things. And you know what? Those email providers, they throw kinks in the gears every so often. They just say, well, you know what? Your account's not going to work today. You have to go and change your password. Well, most people don't even realize they have a password. So we help customers with those types of things and help you get those passwords managed. We can help you with that. So this is something that we can definitely help you with. So you want to give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC live technical support is on the air right now to help you out. And we help other people out. This is something that we do on a regular basis, helping our customers resolve technology problems. And this past week, one of the things that we did, we actually went on site to a customer that our remote management software said that they were experiencing multiple login attempts from the web, and multiple really hundreds every 5 minutes, maybe 100, 120. Every 5 minutes, hackers were trying to connect into their computers. Well, we solved that because we came in, we installed a router, a new router, new modem, new router, and configured it for a VPN. And they now connect remotely through a VPN instead of having those ports open. Those ports are closed, and the hackers are not able to connect there anymore. And this is something that we're doing for customers. We're taking the threats that are out there seriously, the cyber threats that are out there. When the hackers hone in on your address and they want to log in, they're going to take any ports that are open. So, if you're out there and you have ports that are open to the internet on your router, it's best to close those off. If there's any way that possible that you can close those off, it's best to do that. And we can help. We've been doing this quite a bit in the last few months, helping our customers close these security holes, making sure that their networks are secure. And of course, one of the things also, one of the big things, making sure your computer's updates are installed, making sure that your antivirus is up to date. I can't tell you how many, I can tell you, we see way too many computers come into our shop or computers that we're working on that actually have they actually have systems where they have a antivirus that's expired and is still installed on the computer. Let me tell you what happens when you have an antivirus program that's installed on your computer, but it doesn't have a current subscription. Well, that antivirus, because it's installed, is the primary antivirus, unless you've actually installed another antivirus, which we do see that as well. Two antiviruses on a computer, by the way, it slows the computer down significantly. Every antivirus uses up about 10% of the system resources. You're at least at 20, maybe even more, because sometimes they fight with each other. Well, but if you have an antivirus that's installed, maybe it came with the computer. We see this quite often. The antivirus comes with a computer. It has a 30-day trial, maybe even a 90-day trial of whatever antivirus. And you use that. McAfee is used quite a bit right now by a lot of the OEM companies. And I imagine that if people renew the subscription, they probably pay the computer manufacturer $1 or a few dollars to try to, and that's their enticement to put that on your system. Well, here's what happens though. If you have that installed on your computer, but you don't renew it at the end of its time, at the end of the trial, and you don't uninstall it, well, it's there. It's your primary antivirus, but it's not actually protecting you. So what you need to do is you actually need to uninstall the software. And uninstalling the software is not a difficult thing, but it is something that needs to be done. And, well, we can just probably show on the screen on our live YouTube and Facebook videos. You can head over there. If you're not where you can watch this right now, of course, we'll verbally describe what we're doing. But if you can't watch this right now, you can actually head over to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel at your convenience, because after this show is over, a few minutes after this show's over, this video will be up and ready to watch. Well, we're going to click, I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press R. The Windows key is the key on your keyboard that looks like a 4-pane window. Some people, depending on the age of your computer, you might actually have a Windows flag. Or if you have a very inexpensive keyboard, it might say WIN. I've even seen, we have one customer that has keyboards that don't have anything. It's just a blank key, but that's the Windows key. Most of the time it's on the left side, to the left of the Alt key, to the left of the space bar. So we're going to type in Control and hit Enter. That's going to bring up the Control Panel. This is really one of the quickest and easiest ways to bring up the Control Panel in Windows 8, in Windows 10, Windows 11. Windows key R, R stands for Run, and we're going to bring up the Control Panel. Now, by default, you might have Category View. If you're having Category View, you can click on Uninstall a Program. If you're using either large icons or small icons, go ahead and click on Programs and Features. It'll take you to the same location, but this shows you the programs installed on the computer. Most likely, your computer has fewer programs installed than mine does, but you can actually look through the programs here, and you can actually look for the antivirus that's installed on your computer. Go ahead when you find it, go ahead and click on it, and then click the uninstall. Now, I'll just show, let's see, if we were going to see if I can see one. I don't really see, I mean, most of the programs that I have installed on my computer, I actually need, but I'm not even sure what this one is. But anyway, if you click on a program and you wanted to uninstall it, you'll see up above uninstall/change. And that's what you would do. You would click on that, follow through the process, and allow the program to complete the uninstall process. And then the Windows Defender will take over as your primary antivirus, which will protect you.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, your technology questions as well. You know, it's not just about computers anymore. There's a whole bunch of different, you know, we definitely can handle computers, but we can handle all the other technology issues that you may be facing in this world when we have phones and tablets and printers and doorbells and cameras, security cameras, security systems, all of these things, so many different things, even appliances that are connecting to the internet. We can help you with all that and help you with any of those issues that you may be having. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we'll help you. I'm kind of laughing because last week on the show, we were talking a little bit earlier about accounts and passwords and how, we have customers that they're saying, I don't even know that they don't even think they had a password. They don't know they had a password, much less what the password was. And then there's situations where they're looking at this and they see the account, we help them, we can help them resolve that, reset the password. And sometimes it's a chore. Sometimes it's a task. It's not always easy to do that. Well, one of the things, last week on the show, we had a customer that was having an issue with Outlook. So I actually on one of the breaks created a new account for the purpose of training and actually showing you on this show how things work with email and to show and to demonstrate how you can get into webmail and change things. Well, Microsoft, and you may have seen something like this. All I did last week, we haven't touched this account really since last week. We should have followed up and subscribed. I was going to have my wife subscribe to a whole bunch of different lists, which she's real good at doing. Getting all the email that sometimes you want, sometimes you don't want, getting that into the system. Well, one of the things that we did, again, I created the account. The account is just kind of set dormant since last week. And, I did subscribe to Microsoft's information. So what we have, though, is we have this, I went to log in this morning during the last break and received this message. Your account has been locked. We detected some activity that violates our Microsoft service agreement. And I've locked your account. Unlocking your account. Choose next, and we'll send a verification code to your phone. After you enter the code, you can get back into your account. So this is one reason why it's important when you have an account. It's important to get in there and to actually change. To make sure that you have a phone that is listed with that account. Make sure that you have a phone and have that so that you can receive text messages. Now, it's important if you have a phone that can receive text messages. And I know some of you listening, you don't have a phone that can receive text messages because we have customers that have phones that can't receive text messages. This is something that they're not, we have customers that they have cell phones and they're like, well, I never use it. I just leave it. It's just there for emergencies and I haven't had any emergencies. So, I get that. I understand. But it's important to have a phone that is linked to the account so that you can make sure that you actually are able to get into the account. And that if there's a need for verification, that you can go ahead and verify, and they will actually verify you, send you a code. You can get that code. You can type it in, you'll be able to unlock the account. Now, this is something that. Again, this account hasn't had an issue since last week. Now I did just send a code to this now I don't even know if I added, I don't even remember if I added a phone number last week, but so anyway, my account is now unblocked. So because I sent a code to my cell phone, that kind of proves that I am a legitimate person, that I have a cell phone, that I can receive messages. I mean, what they want really is they want to make sure that, because listen, they want to make sure I'm not a robot. Now, you know, you might think, well, how in the world would they think I'm a robot? Well, you don't understand. There are robots out there. Now, when they say robots, really, they're not robots. They're called bots, but it's an automated computer system, or maybe an automated phone that is actually going to various websites, setting up email addresses. Why would they do that? Well, they would do that so that they can, you know they can send out 500 messages a day with many of these services. They're free. They go to a website, set up an email address, so they have the email address, they have the password. They can then go there, they can log in, and they can send out 500 spam messages using that account every day until the provider shuts them down. Well, you know, eventually the provider is going to find out and shut them down. But, you know, that's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons why they do stuff like that, is to be able to send out junk messages. So that's why you see the providers actually having some security, making sure that you're a legitimate person. Why? Because a bot can't provide a phone number, can't receive a text, can't provide that text quickly because those codes only last for about 10 minutes. You know, we've seen customers that get a code, they write it down, it's worthless. I mean, if you're writing it down because you can't remember it from the time you look at the code, I mean, really, you can look at the code on your phone, so you don't even need to write it down for that. It's only good for 10 minutes in most cases. So you're entering that code in. A bot can't do that, but you can do that. A real person can do that. So I just verified the account and was able then to go into the account. And one of the issues we actually were dealing with last week on the phone with a client, and I said, you know, I would actually go over this here on this show today, and we will today go over this a little bit. And I actually worked with this client yesterday in our shop and actually helped him with his email. I'm not sure we got the whole problem resolved, but we did see, and I did show him steps where he can actually go in, he can look at things, he can see what he can see steps and see how to look at the list, you know, the addresses that he has blocked, the addresses that are allowed. We did add some addresses to a white list or a safe sender list. And so, you know, it's going to be different for each email provider, but each email provider is going to be similar in the fact that they're probably going to have a way to do this. Now, what we did is we took him directly, instead of using the Windows Mail app, which typically is down here on the taskbar at the bottom of the screen, unless you've moved your taskbar to another part of the screen, which sometimes people do mistakenly or unknowingly. How did they get there? You know, most time people will tell us they don't know how it got to the top or to the left or the right. But anyway, he was using the Windows Mail app, which is this envelope. You can find it in the under the M section in Windows 10. Windows 11, by the way, does away with a lot of this navigation that's very familiar to us. But anyway, what I did is I actually took him to the web and took him to Outlook.com, which is you go to Outlook.live.com, and we logged into his account. So because when you log in on webmail, you have more features. And you can do this with AOL. If you have an AOL account, you can go to AOL.com. If you have an AT&T or a Bell South account, that's an AT&T account, even though it's BellSouth.net. AT&T bought Bell South. So you would actually go to att.net, which will take you to, I think it's currently.att.yahoo.com. If you have a Hotmail account, Hotmail is a Microsoft account, that'll take you right here to outlook.live.com. or an Outlook account, something that ends in Outlook.com. That'll take you right here as well. If you have a Yahoo account, that'll take you to Yahoo.com. And you can actually go over here and you can look for certain settings. So one of the things you can actually see, some of the emails. And again, we just kind of started this. So this doesn't, we don't really have any real emails other than, a few that have come from Microsoft. Now, one thing to notice, a lot of webmail providers have focused email and then they have other. So if we go to other, we're going to see some this is really marketing promotional probably from Microsoft. Now there's one that says confirm the account, which may be why the account got locked out, because I may not have confirmed it last week. But they're just giving us some tips here. And I did sign up where they can send me advertisements as well. And again, this account really is not an account that I'm going to use other than to demonstrate how to do things on this show. But one of the things that you're going to want to do is look for settings. And you're going to want to, it's going to be different in different mail applications. But I'm going to click here on settings. When I go to settings, there's various settings that are listed here. I can also click view all Outlook settings, and this will show all Outlook settings. And I can also search for settings. Now, one thing, I want to back out a little bit and go to the junk mail folder. So there's junk email, or it might be called spam on your system. Now, right now there's nothing in junk because we're not signed up for a lot of things. But if there were things in junk, and this is one place to check, if you're missing emails, is to go to the junk folder, go to the spam folder. Some providers even call it the clutter folder. It's an odd phrase, odd words, but they call it that. So, go there. If you see an email that's not junk, you can actually mark it as not junk. Now, in the inbox, I can actually look at emails, and I can see if this email, if I think this email is junk, I can actually click on it, and I can, there should be, I think, a filter up here. So, let's see, not sure that, okay, up here at the top, there's junk. So, I have this email selected. There's a little circle to the left of it. Sometimes it's a square, sometimes it's a circle, depending on the provider. I've selected that. And then what I'm doing is I can click on junk, and it will mark that as junk. I could also select that it's phishing. So what is phishing? Phishing is where an email is searching for searching and trying to trick you into going to a website and typing in an address and confirming your account information. Like, let's say it's someone that says they're from your bank, except the website they take you to isn't your bank's website. Like, if you get an email that says it's from Bank of America and it says that they need to confirm your email address and password, or your username and password, and you look at the link and the link doesn't take you to bankofamerica.com, that's a phishing scam. And what's going to happen if you click on that link and you type in your Bank of America username and password, most likely the page will look just like the legitimate page. If you type in your username and password, they're going to know, the hackers, the scammers are going to know your account and password. They can go and actually withdraw money from your account. So I can mark that. If I saw one of those emails, I could mark it as phishing.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer and technology issues. And we do have a question coming in from Facebook that we're gonna cover here. And of course, we can cover your question as well. It doesn't have to be on any particular topic, by the way. Just technology. So, you know, it could be about anything. And we can actually help you with that, with answering your question, and maybe even help you resolve your issue without charge. Now, we do have, by the way, We actually have a post on our Facebook page where you can actually go throughout the week. You can type in your comments. You can type in your questions. If you have something you want to have us cover on a Faster PC radio, we can actually cover that. And, we'll cover that on the next edition of a Faster PC radio. Well, we do have someone on Facebook that's asking if we can help them get their Nest thermostat back online. So a Nest is a brand of thermostat, and they make smart thermostats. Ecobee is another brand. We use Ecobee. We have Ecobee in our house, and my parents have Ecobee in their house. It does really a phenomenal job of really helping to save you money, and also being able, you can actually change the thermostat temperature from your smartphone. Like, for instance, if you happen to be away and you want to kick the AC up so that you can save some money, well, you can do that. If someone, by the way, is in the house and they walk by the thermostat automatically kicks down, to help them be more comfortable. You can set the temperature that it kicks down to. You can actually configure this. It's saved us a lot of money. It saved my parents a lot of money. And it also, really helps you out. Well, let's say you're coming home maybe a little bit early and you want it to be cool when you get there. You want it to be a certain temperature when you get there. You can set that temperature from your smartphone before you get there. And when you walk in the house, it'll already be cool. Well, and one of the big things is they learn, the old type of thermostats, you would actually need to program it to, let's say at 10 o'clock, you want it to be a certain temperature. You would program it to be that temperature, but that doesn't mean it's that temperature at 10 o'clock. That means it's set to go to that temperature. So let's say you had an event and you want it to be 75 degrees at 10 o'clock. You might have to, depending on, maybe it's, 10 o'clock is probably not the best time frame to go over this, but let's say maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon where it's really warm outside, and maybe this is a building that normally doesn't have the AC on, very cool, but you want it to be 75 at two, well, you might actually have to turn the AC on at noon or at 10, depending on the building, the AC. Well, these smart thermostats, they learn the building, they know what temperature it is outside because they're connected to the internet, and they learn how well your equipment works. They know how long it's going to take when the temperature outside is 90 degrees, which thankfully this weekend it's not, but if the temperature was 90 degrees outside and it needs to be at 75 inside, they know how long the AC needs to be running to get there. So when you set it to be 75 at 2 o'clock, it's going to be 75 at 2 o'clock. But these connect to the wireless network. And what we want to actually do is, and what needs to be done there is, it needs to be maybe reconfigured. So one thing to do would be to, if you have some people have a router that's separate from their modem, and some people have a modem that also is a wireless router. So the Nest or Ecobee or whatever smart thermostat you have is going to actually connect to the internet. And it's going to do that wirelessly. So what you're going to want to do is probably, if you have a modem/router, you're going to want to power cycle that. What that means is you're going to pull the power plug out of the back of the unit, leave it off for about 30 seconds, plug it back in. When you plug it back in, if it's a Comcast modem, don't expect to have internet right away. In fact, with a Comcast modem, it can take sometimes 5 or 10 minutes to get up and to actually have everything working there. So this is something that definitely we can actually help you with. But power cycling that modem is one of the things to do. Another thing that you can do is you can, after you power cycle the modem, You could also power cycle the nest, and you do that by actually, you know, typically, well, I don't know exactly how the nest connects. I know with the Ecobee, there are pins on the back of the Ecobee, and that actually plugs in. It just pushes onto the wall through, there's a connector that it's going through. So anyway, I see we have some calls. I didn't realize, I didn't see your messages, Cliff, that we had calls. I apologize. But anyway, with the Ecobee, you can pull the Ecobee off the wall, plug it back in, it then connects, and then hopefully it'll automatically connect to the wireless network. If not, there are settings in there that you can go into the settings through buttons, and you might have a pin. You can go ahead anyway, you can go in there, you can change things up, and you can actually connect that to the network. Now we are going to the lines. Do we have anyone waiting, Cliff? I didn't see a text from you. I'm sorry.
Yes, I must have used the wrong text number, but okay. I used the chat on the Zoom.
Yeah. But
his name is Thomas. He's been waiting for some time to get on, and he's here with us now.
Okay. Is he still here?
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. I apologize for that because Zoom doesn't work quite like Skype. The messages don't pop up, and I'm at a whole bunch of different screens and even showing people on screen. So I actually haven't seen the Zoom screen since the beginning of the show. So I apologize for that, but how can we help you today?
Okay. Hey, this is about a camera, the security camera.
Yes.
Camera on the garage.
Yes.
I was away, and then I noticed it said low power, but it was powered as a solar panel. And I don't know, but the wife told me something about the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi might have been down, so we went and reset the router, and everything came back up. But
yeah,
it should be on data, because if I'm away, I use cellular data. So I know that we have, just give me some insight on that if you can.
Yeah, so with something like that, definitely power cycling the modem or the router, and then also the camera can help reconnect things. And you know, if you're away and they lose connection, then what you can do, one thing you can do, we actually have done this for some of our clients. We have the smart outlets, and the smart outlets actually connect to the internet through your router, and then you can actually program them to automatically power cycle every day at a certain time, and then you can control them remotely. As long as they're connected to the internet, you can control them remotely to reconnect. Now what you would need to do is you would need to first go into the app and program an on time, and then you program an earlier off time. And what I typically do is I'll actually program, just because I know sometimes they don't turn on when you tell them to turn on, I'll program two or three on times. Like, let's say, you know, maybe 5 minutes from now, I want it to turn on. 6 minutes from now, I want it to turn on. 7 minutes from now, I want it to turn on. It's obviously only going to turn on once, but I want it to, if it misses that first one, I want it to hit the second one. If it misses that one, I want it to hit the third one. And then maybe, you know, then I can turn it off. Once it's off, if it's the switch that controls your modem or your router, your network's not going to come back up unless you have an on switch already programmed so that it's going to come on after it turns off. And typically, you know, it might take a minute or so for everything to totally power down, and then you want it to turn back on. The reason you would have an automated on off every day is you know, just in the event that there's a problem where, you know, you can't, maybe the internet's not working and you can't get to things, you can actually, and what we do typically is maybe 3 a.m., you know, and you can kind of stagger it. You wouldn't want everything turning off at once, but you could actually have maybe the modem and the router turn off at 3 a.m. And then at 3:01, you could have them turn back, you know, turn back on. And then if you have multiple cameras, you can actually configure camera one to turn off maybe at 3:10, turn back on at 3:11. Maybe you have the next one turn off at 3:15 and turn back on at 3:16. So you're going to miss like a minute's worth of connection. But that just gives you, you know, if you're having problems with connectivity periodically, that will probably, that'll help you resolve those types of connectivity issues. And those smart switches aren't very expensive, and they can allow you to be able to control things remotely. And in the unfortunate event that everything is just totally disconnected, if you have a scheduled restart configured, you know that when it hits that time, it's going to restart. And hopefully, if your internet's down, your internet will come back up and the other smart switches will connect to the router. Your cameras will connect to the router, and hopefully everything will work again. And so hopefully that can answer that question. You know, of course, if someone's there, it's real easy. You just power cycle the modem. You can go to the cameras and you can power cycle those. But, you know, sometimes you're away, and that's really what you want. You want the security system to be there when you are away. You want it to work when you're away. So it's, you know, having the smart switches allows you to be able to be in Alaska or anywhere in the world. As long as you have internet connection, you can actually power cycle those devices. You can turn them off, you can turn them back on. And again, you know, especially if it's the main device, if it's the modem or the router that you're turning off, you have to, before you turn it off, have on commands already pre-programmed so that, you know, maybe a minute after it turns off, it's going to automatically turn back on, because otherwise you're not getting back on unless you have a pre-programmed on switch. It's not going to turn on, or unless you have a situation where someone's able to actually get into the house or the building, then that can be manually turned back on. So hopefully that answers your question, Thomas. And you know, we have a lot of customers that do that with their routers, their you know, their computers. I mean, not that they're power cycling those.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is Jesus Uttered Things Kept Secret from the Foundation of the World, Part 1.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year.
Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impact